For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A breakthrough in space warp-based propulsion appears to have been made by a physicist in Omaha using a do-it-yourself-made apparatus built in his garage. University of Nebraska at Omaha professor David Prayers has built and apparently demonstrated a device that appears to compress the very fabric of space-time, of which is considered the holy grail of sci-fi, faster-than-light propulsion methods, such as Star Trek's warp drive. Using observations made by pilot Bruce Gernon's encounter with an unexplained meteorological phenomenon in the Bermuda Triangle in 1970, Pear set out to replicate the conditions of the odd storm, including an apparent propulsive effect on the aircraft, albeit a smaller scale that could be replicated in a laboratory. While the effects of the device are subtle, Pears has demonstrated that it is causing compression effects on a laser beam that was affected by the device's electric field, such as a red shift in the beam's wavelength. The device has been able to generate movement in a 3.5-pound weight and can apparently cause movement in other non-magnetic objects. Despite his apparent success with the device, Pears isn't optimistic about the scientific community taking notice of his work. He said if NASA did what we did and had the measurements we have today, they'd be parading them around and getting the Nobel Prize in Physics. A cataract is the clouding of the eye's lens and accounts for over half of all cases of blindness worldwide. Though cataracts can be effectively treated with surgery, it's costly and requires trained surgeons. This is a problem for developing countries with poor health systems. Drug treatments have the potential to be a game changer in providing cheap and accessible treatment, but there are many hurdles. A new study that used eye drops to shrink cataracts in dogs may have made an important step in overcoming them. They've developed eye drops that contain lanosterol as a drug treatment for cataracts. To test whether the eye drops could reduce cataracts, researchers isolated lenses from rabbits that had cataracts and placed them in a lanosterol solution for 6 days. They found that this reduced the cataract's severity and increased lens clarity. But the solution only lasted a few months, so the cataracts are likely to have reoccurred after the drops stopped. Eye drops will likely become a key in treating cataracts, as surgery will not be able to cope with the growing needs of the world's aging population. This is Dark Matter News.
With sunny weather and fresh air, many prefer to spend time outside. If you have social security business to tend to, that's no reason to ditch the outdoors. You don't have to wait in an office. You can handle much of your social security business from your laptop, wherever you want to be. You can even apply online for benefits as you sit on the beach. As long as you have an internet connection, you can do business with Social Security. Enjoy the great outdoors. We'll bring the office to you. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
Crews have put out a fire that burned underground in southern New Jersey for a month, melting the ground around it and reaching 1,000 degrees. It began when a power line snapped following a storm, sending electricity into the ground and igniting a mixture of coal and cinder used as the foundation for train tracks in a wooded area. The mayor says neighbors called authorities when they saw smoke coming from the ground. Firefighters went to the scene 7 times over a month before the county and state officials finally were able to put it out. There have been numerous reports around the country of creepy clowns running around cemeteries and city streets scaring people. A recent incident occurred in Chicago with one of these nocturnal clowns earlier this month. She caught it on cell phone video. The video shows a person dressed in a clown suit trespassing in historic Rose Hill Cemetery in the dead of night. The victim says she was freaked out at the figure as it ran towards the main gate. She and her husband were driving by at 10 p.m. The first picture her husband snapped was the clown scaling the 7-foot-tall gate at the Ravenswood Avenue entrance. The feat is no easy task, especially for someone wearing a clown suit. Officials don't know what to make of this, because other than the trespass, there are no complaints of vandalism. It got weirder. When the victim and her husband hung around to get a better look, the clown was not deterred or afraid. He waved slowly at the couple. Incidents like this aren't isolated. A video of creepy clowns surprising people in the streets of California went viral last year. In New York, a clown was seen making a daytime excursion last year while holding some balloons. Chicago police say there have been no other bizarre clown sightings. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.